Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Farm workers from Mexico and other parts of Central America gathered at the Mexican consulate in Woodburn, Oregon, Saturday. The crowd met representatives from Mexico's Morena Party, who arrived at Portland International Airport earlier that day. The party had recently recognized its Oregon branch and were visiting to speak with Mexican citizens living in the diaspora. The Morena Party is currently the most powerful in Mexican federal politics. The populist, left-wing movement is inseparably associated with its founder and president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, more commonly referenced by the nickname AMLO. The meeting took place in a crowded conference room on the second floor of the consulate. Participants represented not just Mexicans living in Oregon, but also residents of Arizona, Texas, California, and other states. Mexican migrants and immigrants in Oregon often encounter exploitation from their employers and perennial instability from U.S. immigration policies. Many feel that the Mexican consulate hasn't responded adequately to their concerns last year. Maria Silva is a Moreno Party member living in Oregon.
So we're part of the president's political party, Morena, Movimiento Regeneración Nacional, and we are here to give that opportunity to people to register or not. We're also going to be taking claims and complaints about the Mexican consulate because people are trying to go bury their people that are dying from COVID, and the consulates are not really right now communicating effectively with people, so we'll see. It was good, but then there was some changes, and then the communication just dropped. We haven't had a lot of contact and communication, and that's what we're trying to pick up. I know our president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, we call him AMLO. He's working really hard to make sure that there is good services for the people, but with COVID and all the restrictions and the protocols, we don't know who dropped the ball or what happened. So that's what we're trying to figure out what happened.
The Morena Party visitors distributed pamphlets and delivered speeches to the crowd, encouraging them to develop local committees under the banner of the party to advocate for their rights. Aside from issues affecting Mexican residents of the United States, party officials hope to increase electoral participation from Mexicans abroad. A recent law that passed Mexico's Congress with Morena's support gives Mexicans an opportunity to recall a president halfway through a 6-year term. Maria believes Mexicans in the United States should be part of that process.
They just passed in the Congress the new law which the people of Mexico can revoke any president, meaning like their term is 6 years, so after 3 years, they're going to call for a forum, official forum where people can vote and decide and say, yes, this president is doing really good. We want him to stay another 3 years, or no, we want him back and let's get a new president. So that's the revoca de mandato. So he just got passed. Of course, we love our president. We want him to stay. We will vote for him next year, next March 2022. And we're very confident he's going to win, but we're doing this, he's doing this, because in the future, let's say another Trump comes, right? So if there is other of the presidents that have been stealing and corrupting Mexico for the last 100 years, if they try to come back, the people should be able in 3 years to tell if they're doing good, if they're not doing good, if they get the boot, or if they get to stay. So that's the reason why we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to vote in that very important decision, but they cannot make that decision and vote if they're not registered into the voting system. The president knows, the president of Mexico knows that we are sustaining Mexican country's economy. We send thousands and thousands of dollars to Mexico every day. And we are part of the economy of Mexico. If we're not the first one after the oil, we are very important part of the economy, and we need to be able to have a say in the politics and what's going on. That's why we're trying to, you know, gain recognition, to be recognized, and to have the systems to institutionally to be able to vote in decisions that are affecting Mexico.
Have you been ignored, do you feel?
We were ignored for hundreds of years.
Morena Party officials emphasize the benefits of international cooperation between Latin American states. Leonidas Salazar is a longtime Oregon resident from Peru who also sees Mexico as a leader in reform politics.
I'm a Morena member since 2017. I'm from Peru, but the Mexican political party, the president what they have right now, is the number one man on all over the world. I'm listening to his meeting in the mornings every day since he was in the president elected at the first day. So I'm a Morena Oregon on social media, cooperate because I like what he's doing for his people. He's fighting every single day for people. They always was in a poor situation. He's trying to give them back what they supposed to be the government has to do for them. And I like what he's doing. He's reporting what he's working every single day. He start work at 5 a.m, like me, like everyone. And he's honest. He is like, to me, the second Jesus Christ I know. And on my country, it was the election in last June. And the president now, it's the guy who's following his directions. Peru, I hope he will get better because Andres Lopez Obrador is doing a good job and we are following him. We like them.
Also attending were several Mixtecs from Oaxaca, a remote state in southern Mexico. Their community faces unique obstacles from lack of infrastructure to a language barrier that makes it difficult to communicate with the state. A woman named Carmen translated from Mixtec for two Mixtec men.
My name is Carmen. I'm indigenous of the same community, close, but not. Okay. In this town, San Mateo Tunuchi. The city is San Mateo Tunuchi from Oaxaca, La Mixteca. But the town of San Mateo, it have problem about the tierra,
Earth.
That's a big issue, but he want to the president, government president, he want to came to the San Mateo to fix those problems. He want to services for the phone because everybody had a cell phone, right? But no signs. You need to come from Huapan de Leon or city, big city, when you need to contact for your family, right? That's what he want to fix those problems. He asking for the phone, asking for the problem for the parcelas that different town. Not electricity too. That's why asking to the government president Lopez Obrador, he said he need to come see the small town, how poor is the people there. No electricity. Agua potable, no water to just that each people go to the small looking water, nothing. When the weather is very heavy there, the street is coming down a lot. He want to fix that one. Yeah, okay. That's only thing he asking the school. The school for the kindergarten. I asking for chair, for table, because he have a school now, but no cover. It's in the air, like here, right? That's why he had the big issue, this community. It's a indigenous community. That's why asking for the government to go fix, provide to the school for the children or something like that.
And has there been a response from the government?
For me?
Has there been a response from the government?
It can't talk because the language varies.
Okay.
Right? That's a big issue for them. But the whole community for speak only Mixteco. No read, no write. That's very issue. A lot of community do that, like mine too. It's the same issue. Yeah. We have a lot of trouble when the rain is very, very heavy, but the street is closed, the dirt coming down. it can't go, nobody fixed that. You have a lot of problems.
You know, millions of immigrants from Mexico here, brothers and sisters, is because there was all these prior governments that stole and corrupted Mexico. And they deny us the opportunity to live in peace in our own country, Mexico. We don't want to be here. We don't want to come here to the United States, but we don't have a choice.
It was a lot of poor in my country when I decided to come in this country to give a better life to my little child. And some of my cousin was an opportunity to bring me here. And they told me, let's go there because you can give a better life to my daughter. A lot of things what they told me, it wasn't true. It was a lie because in here, they never mentioned I have to work since this time to pay a rent, to pay all kind of the food what I need, the ride, everything. So they just mentioned you can earn money and you can send your family. Of course I did it, but it was hard because it was not easy to find a job.
When you live in Mexico and there's no roads, no schools, no jobs, no opportunity, you cannot raise a family just in dreams. So we are just like very grateful that the president had a dream. He created a new political party similar to Bernie Sanders. It's like a social democracy, and he's thinking always in the people in the bottom. He's always focusing on the needs. His work is pretty much equity work. So it's not to give everyone the same, but it's to give the most to the one who have been lacking and who needed the most.
You've been listening to interviews from the Morena Party rally, the Mexican consulate in Woodburn, Oregon. These were recorded last Saturday. From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.